Philosophy in the Time of Crisis, the 21st of November, 2023. My name is Kyle and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 2177. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Title, Philosophy in the Time of Crisis.
Introduction.
As we navigate through the challenges and uncertainties of the modern world, the role of philosophy becomes increasingly relevant in our lives. Philosophy, often regarded as a discipline confined to academic discussions, has much to offer in times of crisis. It provides us with critical thinking skills, a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us, and offers practical insights to help us cope with adversity. In this podcast, we will explore the significance of philosophy in the face of crises, analyzing different philosophical perspectives and their potential impact on our lives.
Body.
1. The search for meaning. One of the fundamental questions that arise in times of crisis is the search for meaning. Philosophy invites us to reflect on our existence, the purpose of life, and the value of suffering. Drawing from existentialist thought, we can find solace in the idea that our lives gain meaning through our actions, choices, and the relationships we forge. Embracing our freedom to make meaning amidst chaos can empower us to overcome the challenges of crisis positively.
2. Stoicism and resilience.
Stoicism, an ancient philosophy, offers valuable insights on resilience and maintaining inner tranquility during times of crisis. Central to this philosophy is the notion of accepting what is beyond our control while focusing on what is within our power. By practicing Stoic principles, such as recognizing our emotions, practicing gratitude, and adopting a rational outlook, we can cultivate resilience and navigate through adversity with a calm and grounded mindset.
3. Ethical considerations.
Crises often raise ethical dilemmas, challenging our values and principles. Philosophical frameworks guide us in making morally sound decisions amidst chaos and uncertainty. Utilitarianism, for example, suggests that we should act in a way that maximizes overall happiness or minimizes overall suffering. On the other hand, deontological ethics emphasizes the importance of adhering to ethical rules and duties, even in challenging circumstances. Exploring these ethical theories can aid us in making moral decisions that serve the greater good.
4. Epistemology and perception.
In times of crisis, our perception of reality can be skewed by fear, misinformation, and uncertainty. Epistemology, the branch of philosophy that deals with knowledge and belief, challenges us to question our sources of information, biases, and assumptions. By critically analyzing the information we receive, we can discern truth from falsehoods, engage in informed debates, and make well-informed decisions amidst crisis.
5. The philosophy of hope.
In times of crisis, hope can be a powerful force that encourages resilience and transformation. Existentialist philosophers argue that even in the darkest moments, hope can arise through our infinite capacity for growth, human connection, and the prospect of a better future. By exploring philosophical ideas on hope, such as Nietzsche's notion of the eternal recurrence, we can find inspiration to persevere and create meaning out of adversity.
Conclusion. Philosophy, far from being detached from reality, provides us with invaluable tools to navigate the complexities of a crisis-ridden world. By delving into philosophical perspectives on meaning, resilience, ethics, knowledge, and hope, we can cultivate deeper insights and practical strategies to confront and grow through challenging times. Embracing philosophy in the time of crisis empowers us to develop a resilient mindset, make well-informed decisions, and find meaning in the face of adversity. Let us remember that philosophy not only enriches our intellectual lives but also equips us to face the uncertainties and crises that life presents.
This was Philosophy in the Time of Crisis, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 2177. My name is Kyle Watts, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.